Hi everyone, I'm Asiya Namdar, the CNN Central in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now on the news. The Treasury Department may use some of the massive Wall Street bailout to buy a part of your bank. A department official says the government may pump capital into banks in exchange for partial ownership. The British government launched a partial bank nationalization earlier this week. European stocks ended the day down, between 1.5% and 2.5%. It appears the midday rally on the government's efforts to support banks ran out of steam. Trading in Asia was mixed as investor enthusiasm over the global rate cut was tempered. AIG is getting another massive government loan. The Federal Reserve agreed to let the insurance giant borrow nearly $38 billion. Now that's on top of the $85 billion bailout it got last month. AIG says it will use the money on an as-needed basis. Last week, executives said they would sell off some business units to repay the debt. A powerful blast targeted an anti-terror police facility in Pakistan. A suicide bomber wounded over a dozen people in the capital, Islamabad, while collapsing the front of the building. In a separate attack, 10 people were killed, including a number of children in a roadside bombing near the border with Afghanistan. The U.S. national debt clock ran into a problem as it hit a milestone, $10 trillion. The billboard, with only 14 slots, had run out of zeros. Its operations quickly replaced the dollar sign with a one. All's well for now. And those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.